Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Hello. You know, I heard about the heartbreaking testimonials from the cops about the insurrection. What I haven't heard about, I wondered if you're privy to this, which is what happened, what was going on with the director of, who was he, the probably Trump-appointed director of whatever, who said that no action should be taken without my direction. Was he, like, fired and replaced, hopefully, by the Biden administration?
Yeah, Dave, you're talking about the security in place at the Capitol on January 6th?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what occurred is, and by the way, one of the purposes of the January 6th commission is precisely to get down in the weeds on all of that. On all of that, because we have heard press reporting, and I'll talk about it right now, but it's going to be who knew what when. You know, there is intelligence out there. You do have the FBI monitoring kooky sites and that kind of thing, and there's a lot of evidence that there was information passed on to law enforcement very early on that there's going to be something that was going to occur. Steve Bannon, who is that the White House senior advisor, the really strange guy, who was indicted for financial fraud, for putting out some sort of GoFundMe site saying he was going to build a wall with Mexico on his own, got millions of dollars and then pocketed a lot of it, okay? So there's that. But what happened was, in my mind, from the press accounts, there was a simply passing the buck and confusion as to who was in charge, okay? You know, was it the Defense Department? Was it the National Guard? Was it the Capitol Police? Who was it? So finally, it took Mike Pence, believe it or not, largely because I think they were talking about hanging him, Mike Pence calling the National Guard and getting more troops down there. And so right now, I do not have enough facts to tell you on the radio right now who was in charge and who dropped the ball. I think there were probably a number of people who were. That is a core reason for the January 6th commission. Thanks for calling, Dave. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Oh, my God. Who was in charge when the insurrection happened? I wonder. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump? He was in charge. And this is just getting, it's terrible, this whole thing. And Jim Jordan, I am just happy as heck today. He put out a poll on his Twitter. Who do you trust less, Dr. Fauci, Adam Schiff, or Nancy Pelosi? And they all answered his poll. And guess who they said? You, Jim Jordan, you. And thank you for all you do, Matt.
Yeah, Betsy, you're terrific. That's exactly right. The thing that still somewhat what boggles my mind is how Kevin McCarthy thought he could get away with appointing Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, really one of the worst House members, a mouthy guy. By the way, little known fact, he was the NCAA wrestling champ at 130 some odd pounds when he was in college. And guess where he was in college? UW-Madison, believe it or not. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, friend of the wrestling mat, was the national champ, NCAA champ in wrestling at 130 some odd pounds. And he has a mouth on him. And he's always shooting his mouth off at committee hearings. You know, I mean, a good congressman will speak out of committee hearings, do it deliberately and with a great deal of integrity and give the facts. Not this guy. And for Kevin McCarthy to put Jordan in there when Jordan was in on planning the insurrection. And what do I mean by that? You know, when Betsy Madison just called and she said Trump was in charge on January 6th, that actually is not a joke. He was the president. He lost the election on November 3rd, but he didn't have his successor sworn in till noon on January 20th. So the president who loses the election is president for the rest of November, all of December, and most of January. And until Franklin Roosevelt took office, he was also president until March. And then they thought, well, wait a minute, if this guy's president for that many months when he lost an election, what if he starts a war or does something stupid? And so they shortened it to January. I'm beginning to think they should shorten it to December. But they want the guy to be able to put together a cabinet, I suppose, the person, I should say. And so, but anyway, it is absolutely true that Donald Trump was in charge of everything having to do with the military and security of this country on January 6th. It's also true that he was one of the ones, the main instigator, who caused the insurrection. There was no reason to have a mob come to Washington, no reason whatsoever, on January 6th. Luke, you're at the microphone. What's on your mind, Luke?
Yeah, and let's not forget that I'm hoping this will come out in the hearings, but there were specific reports that said that individuals at the DOD, the Department of Defense, were not allowing the DC National Guard to go in and give backup to the Capitol. And so there was somebody specifically saying, no, let the protesters happen. Let this go on for longer until the DC National Guard went in, eventually like 6 hours or something like that after the gates were originally breached at the Capitol. So I think it's going to come out, but there's going to be somebody that was telling the DC National Guard not to enter and provide reinforcements. And I'm really fascinated to find out who that person is.
Good point. And you know something? That's why we have a January 6th commission. Absolutely. With subpoena power. And you know that the Secretary of Defense didn't do that on his own. You know that because this was Trump's shell. This was his shell. Remember, he'd get rid of any Secretary of Defense who wouldn't lick his boots. So his shill does it. That means it goes back to Trump, you know. And not only that, remember something, Mike Pence was the guy who finally overrode that in a sense by calling the National Guard directly and said, get in there. And he did it largely to save his own skin. They were saying, hang Mike Pence. How bad is that? How bad is that? You have an incumbent president who turns the mob on his own vice president. When he gave a speech, remember that speech? He goes, well, if Mike Pence does the right thing, you know, we'll be back in the presidency. And if he doesn't, oh, well, oh, well, he shrugs and immediately hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. And, you know, so they're up there. Why is that mob even there? January 6th, that's nothing. That's a big nothing burger on the calendar. Nothing. That is the day that ceremonially the Congress accepts the certifications of the states. They can't do anything with those certifications. The governors and the secretary of states are the ones who do it. And all 50 states came in, Republican and Democrat, and they said what they did. Okay? And it was Trump who lathered them up, and he's the one who knew it was being planned. And Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan was at the meeting where they planned it. In that's going to come out. And it already has come out. He doesn't deny it. Says he doesn't remember what was said at the meeting. he meets in the White House with Trump 2 weeks or so before the insurrection to talk about the insurrection. And he doesn't remember. What, going to the White House, you're a congressman from Ohio, right there, and there's an insurrection, you don't remember that? I think he remembers that. And so Kevin McCarthy had the gall to stick him on the committee as a worm, as a sort of a traitor to blow it up. Are you kidding? He's a witness. He was one of the guys that helped plan it. He helped plan it. And the fact is that somebody from the Department of Defense, we don't know who it is, called the National Guard and said, don't go in. And they didn't do that on their own. There is no soldier in this country, and there is no Secretary of Defense who freelances on that kind of stuff. And if you believe that, believe me, it's very, very naive. You shouldn't believe such a thing. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.